If we're angry, let's not shrink from that, but let's use our anger to get results. And what I'm also feeling in this moment is incredible resolve. I do have a range of emotions as I stand here, but mostly, I'm done. We cannot go on like this anymore.
That's Lori Lightfoot in a press conference earlier today. If you're just joining us, here is what happened. There was a press conference with the mayor, also the police superintendent and the first deputy superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, and Bobby Rush, who's a congressman. His office on Saturday, May 30th, during the height of the looting in throughout the city, was broken into and looted. Chicago police responded to that, but then, according to the video, the surveillance video within his campaign office, campaign office, he saw that, and the video shows, police officers lounging basically in the office overnight while looting continued in the neighborhood. And as many as 13 officers, according to Lori Lightfoot, were in the office and sitting around eating popcorn, drinking coffee, things like that. So this has now called for, as you just heard her say, she's had enough of this. She's had enough of the Chicago Police Department, essentially, is what she's saying, and she needs changes. And one of the changes that has been on the table, and this was on the table before this video came to light, is the idea of licensing police officers. Kwame Raoul is with us. He's the Illinois Attorney General. And, General, thank you so much for being with us. What does that exactly mean, to license police officers?
Well, currently, there's a certification system that exists under the umbrella of the Illinois Law Enforcement Training Standards Board. However, in the decertification process, the only instances where an officer can be decertified is if they are convicted of certain felonies. As we've learned in some of these incidents, there's often, when there's a bad act like Derek Chauvin or Jason Van Dyke, there's often a long history of founded misconduct complaints, yet the regular employment disciplinary process has fallen short of removing such officers from a line of duty before they harm somebody, as we've seen in these incidents. And so, as we do for lawyers, as we do for doctors, as we do for pharmacists, for hairdressers, for all sorts of professions, what's being suggested is a licensing scheme that would have a disciplinary process within it if there's conduct that's unbecoming of a police officer.
So, some of the other workers on the street in Chicago, I believe paramedics have to be licensed, right? And EMTs have to be certified. I'm not sure that there's a licensing for that. But there is those other people who are first responders go through that. What would the objection be, do you think? Let's just get right to this. I know I'm asking an advocate for it, what the objection would be, but I'd like to know what you think you're going to encounter here.
Well, you know, the disciplinary processes in local departments are subject to collective bargaining, and there's often collective bargaining provisions that make it very difficult to deal with a bad actor. And oftentimes when a chief of a department is trying to appropriately discipline a bad officer, they go through the process and have their decisions overturned by arbitrators. They're unable to adequately investigate because they can't investigate anonymous complaints. There are all sorts of obstacles. They can't talk to officers until 48 hours. There are all sorts of obstacles to adequately dealing with it in the regular disciplinary process. But even if you do, there have been instances of officers being either fired or resigning while under investigation, and they just go get a job at another police department. And so you just pass on the problem to another municipality.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul is who we're talking to. If the union right now, obviously, has been pretty vocal about what's going on here. Yesterday on Bob Surratt's show on WGN, the union president, FOP Lodge 7, that's the Chicago Police Department's lodge, was very critical of the mayor and was forcefully defensive of obviously, the members of his organization. But he also did say things like if they kneeled, they'd be subject to discipline from the FOP, potentially even being thrown out of the lodge. He thought that the mayor's actions here, the mayor's criticisms were invalid. Is there a chance that, I would imagine the mayor would like to do this if she had her druthers, and she even said in her press conference today that there is going to be a time and place for, and she was referring directly to the head of the Fraternal Order of Police for Chicago, where he will have a reckoning, I think was her exact word. But can the FOP get decertified?
I'm probably not well informed enough about the internal politics that could lead to that, and the assessment of the data in the democratic process that leads to collective bargaining. I mean, I really don't know, to tell you the truth.
Because businesses can't just decertify a union. I'm assuming the governments would unless there were some sort of, the Insurrection Act or something that we just started to learn about over the last couple of weeks, or relearn about, unless there were some sort of a state of emergency, it would have to be declared. And who would do that? Would the governor do that? Would obviously you'd have to go through your office to do it, as you're the attorney general. It seems like this whole idea of, okay, we're just going to decertify the union. Now I do know that, like in Camden, New Jersey, they just got rid of the entire, we keep hearing about this now this last week, Camden, New Jersey, the city got rid of its entire police department, and then it was replaced by a county police department that handled the city of Camden as well as the environs there, right there across the river from Philadelphia. So I'm assuming that there is some sort of legal precedence for this. What is your sense of the likelihood here, Attorney General?
I don't think that's likelihood in the immediate future to just kind of disband the Chicago Police Department in certainly any short time and have a replacement ready to step in. I know there's been a lot of talk about abolish the police and defund, and there's within the sort of paradigm of those titles of defund the police, there are some legitimate questions of how we may reprioritize how we spend money, whether we have mental health officials that respond to mental health calls, and weighing whether you have more counselors in schools. But, the extremity of saying just totally get rid of the Chicago Police Department, that's easier said than done. You've got the pension obligation by itself that makes it, complex.
Okay. And I just want to go back to the initial reason that we're talking right now, which is this whole idea of licensing. That seems like a more likely thing. Is there a union issue with the licensing specifically?
Yeah, I imagine, this is not a new discussion. A former colleague of mine, Senator Tim Bivens, a former county sheriff from Dixon, Illinois, first introduced the concept. So it's received some support historically from folks who have had to manage police departments, and resistance from those in collective bargaining units.
I should put a finer point on this. Can the union just say, no, we're not going to allow that, and that would just be it?
No, it would be a question for the legislature. Unless a union member is a voting member in the legislature, they don't have the power to say no.
Okay. All right. Attorney General Kwame Raoul, State of Illinois. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.